outside thrusters won't stop firing.
I think I'm being followed.
My dad is turning green, like, literally green.
My last nav check put me on Lagrange Point 4.
This is Control, via radio. Keep calm and remain on the guard frequency.
Greetings, space folk. No show this week, and this episode's coming out a little late, but we're taking the Feng Shui 2 Star Citizen movie special we recorded on Twitch. Don't think we've ever put it out as an episode. We're throwing that together this week and next, and enjoy the action movie role-playing combat.
Come on, Mama's not gonna save you today, let's go! You want a fire or not?
Let's kick the tires and light the fires, Big Daddy.
All right, so here we are. We've got, those who don't know, Feng Shui 2 is basically take a Hong Kong action movie, turn it into a role-playing game. That's what you got. It's all about punching faces and kicking butts.
All right, hang on 1 second. I'm going to hit
the record button. Get over here!
All right,
I prefer to punch butts and kick faces.
So patrons, here comes the Feng Shui 2 game. Sorry, I just now hit record. We were going live trying to find a Kurosi a second ago, but that didn't work. So, all right, now we're in the recording started for our patrons. Go ahead.
All right, this is Feng Shui 2. It's a take a Hong Kong action movie, turn it into a role-playing game. The higher you roll, the more you just kind of ignore physics and do whatever you want. You know, spin the car upside down, hit the bomb off with the crane, run across the trail of bullets, all that kind of fun stuff. So here we've got a, it's going to be kind of like Fast and the Furious number 397. So we've got a kind of a heist planned. There's a Idris that's been taken over by some Vandal, and they're going to go fight their way and take it back. So we've got Tony. Tell us, who are you?
So I'm the Maverick cop. Because this is a secret mission, you only know me as Butch. I'm Butch the Maverick cop. And my partner, Dan Chipmunk Chihuahua, signed up to fight the Vanduul, and he never came home because they got him. So I'm real mad about the Vanduul taking out my partner. So I'm on a mission. That's me.
All right, and Kinshada, who are you?
I'm Dylan Driscoll. I go by Big Tex, Mr. Cowboy. Big T, you know, et cetera, you know, those typical cowboy names. I got me a Devastator shotgun, I like to call me Betsy, and I'm a bounty hunter. And so every time I catch a bounty, I take a nick off the gun. Doesn't work quite as well as it did before I started putting nicks in it, but but she's still pretty. And you know, I'm on a mission. I have an open contract for a notorious villain that has been aiding the Vanduul. His name is The Hinge, and so I'm here to kick ass and take names and chew bubble gum or something like that.
All right, and Henry.
My name is Clev. I was a cyberneticist until I blew my arms off building these fancy arms. They were about halfway done, so they're a little floppy when I run, but I won't hear of anything about it. I lost my John Larynx, too. Got the discount model, so my accent is gone. Maybe I can afford a model with an accent after I finish this mission. I'm trying to pay off some legs and get myself some new arms that aren't so floppy.
And Jeff, who are you?
I am Kinjite, honored comrades. I am a martial artist, and I was orphaned at a very young age and raised by the Shadow Dragon Clan.
All right.
I am wise in the ways of the shinobi.
And he's
you're not touching my shinobi, young man.
And All right, so here's the thing, though. You've got somebody on the inside on the Idris who's going to help you get in, and that's Jeff. He's going to open the cargo bay doors for the Argo hangar, but you got to get close enough. But the problem is, get a big ship close, Idris got a big railgun. So you're going to drive one of the vehicles, I just blanked on the name, off the top of a Kraken through space. And right when you get there, Jeff's got to open that door so you can fly into the hangar.
I call right. Shotgun. Chick-chick.
I think I'm going to go get a cup of coffee while you're
actually, you know what? I need a prop for this. One sec.
Yeah, okay. It's So Butch has arranged to have his, I'm trying to do the math here. Is 29, 21. That seems about the right age. Is 29, 21. What's the consolidated outlet? What's one of the driver?
Yeah.
What's one of the driver, the car manufacturers?
Yeah. Consolidated Outland.
Sure. Consolidated Outland Impala. We'll call it. It's the Impala. It's a discontinued model at this point. It's a discontinued model at this point. It's not currently on sale anywhere. But it's a Consolidated Outland Impala 2921. He's got it. You know, it doesn't look like much on the outside, but he keeps the engine cherry because sometimes he's got to run down bad guys. Anyway, it's been loaded on top of this Kraken ship, and the only way we got to jump it. We got to jump it. That's the only way. He's done this before though. In gravity on terrestrial situations, he's jumped bridges and stuff, but he's got to gun the engines on his Impala and make this jump. So that's the plan. That's the big plan.
I just for visualizations thing. Is this a Cyclone or like an Ursa?
This is like a 1981 Chevrolet Impala.
Yeah, but with or without a top.
I say with. It's a discontinued model. Maybe they don't make them with tops anymore. But this is, you know, okay. This is Butch's old school.
I feel like we're gonna have to rev this up a bit.
Oh, no! I do nothing but rev. I'm 100% rev. I am.
How many horses you think this thing's got?
Somewhere in the low thousands. Somewhere in the low thousands.
Here, oh boy!
I'll let you borrow that. Okay.
Oh yeah, horses.
Wait a minute, Kinshaw, you and I are starting to sound the same. I have to do. I'm going to do Dirty Harry instead. I got to do Dirty.
I got to have more.
I was a little too grumpy.
Cowboy
like this.
Cowboy accent.
I mean, I got to do Dirty Harry. So I got to go. It's got the low thousands. It's got the low thousands, punk. It's got the low thousands. You might want to ask yourself, have I done this before? The answer is, what do you care? We're doing it now.
All right,
I'm ready.
So Jeff sees his opportunity. He's got to, you know, run across the hangar bay, and there's three guys between you and the button, and you're gonna try to take them all at once, take them one at a time.
Well, I am going to have three shinobi knives. I fire one at the button. Two at two of the mooks, and I'll take one. I'll take the third one on directly.
All right.
Did I miss a sink? Are we supposed to be doing Audacity?
No, we're not doing.
Oh, okay, good.
We're just doing
just realized it ain't running.
God damn it, Henry! I gotta do that voice all over again.
Hey, your voice, dude. I'm supposed to sound Russian right now, but the voice box is
you
cheap.
Covered,
so my
you
voice is harder
it.
Than
you
yours.
Know, you should try. I would like to hear your Russian no. accent.
This is it.
That's him. He's Russian. Can't you tell?
It's really right, fluid.
So Butch is revving the
yep, revving up the
and
the
Jeff, why don't you just make just a straight attack roll, and we'll see.
1d6.
In the origins, just type
slash fs, right?
Yeah, slash fs, okay. And that will roll you your basic attack plus your what do I can.
Oops. Oh no! Action value.
15.
Yeah, it's the top of your sheet. on the right.
13. All right. So, and you did the multi. All right. So, yeah, that's definitely a hit. So, so you run out from behind the crate or whatever, throw two knives, take the two first guys out, and slide and just take the other one out, the vandal out. The other knife flies towards the button. And Tony, how about you roll your driving skill?
All right. So my driving skill is 13. All right. So I got a driving skill 13. So FS, Tabit, and I put a 13 here, enter, and I get a 12.
All right. Yep. So you rev the engine, you gun, and fly out of off the ship through space, and it just soars silently. Towards the address.
It's in space. There's no noise. I'm a little disappointed by that. I'm looking,
I imagine you're making the noise in your helmet.
Right.
Still with the dark voice. Vroom, 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 vroom.
Inside my head, I'm going.
Are there flames coming out the back of this thing? So at least we have.
No. I don't know. I don't know. Are there flames? I don't know. It could be.
Is there a voiceover? Can we have a voiceover? Dim Duke boys didn't know what was happening. Good way to open up the pod bay doors, Hal.
So flying through, and the doors aren't open. The doors are getting closer. Then the knife hits, sparks fly where the bay doors open, and the car flies right through the hangar into the hangar.
Did the shocks of the Impala bounce all the way down and make sparks as they go down?
Yep, seems awesome. Things sparks off, and there's one vandal who just looks headlights and then splat.
That's another 100 space credits of damage to the front of my car.
It like seeing vision of battle, you know?
All right. And then, of course, fight begins. So you type your initiative. That's just init. And then put your speed in there.
Are there guys like right in front of us?
Yeah.
Okay, because I get a bonus if I start firing or whatever. So.
Okay. Yeah. If you have any special abilities, then nice 15. And so you can. Oh, it's in it, Jeff. And if you type, it should show you all the options there.
All right, so it looks like Rymael got an 8, Henry got an 8, I got a 10, Kinshaw got a 15, and Jeff got an 8. What happens with a tie, Shiv? What happens when there's a tie?
Basically, whoever wants to go first. So what'd you get?
Jeff and Henry both got 8s.
Okay. All right.
We can roll again if you want.
No, that's fine. Your tie. So the car lands, and what does Dylan do first thing out of the gate?
I want to shoot somebody. Like all these guys, like I see on the issue, these are the guys that are in the bay. Is that it?
Yeah, so these are pretty much going to be who you're fighting the whole as you're, fight through them.
Okay. All right. So is there, okay. Well, I guess I'll just pick whoever's closest and shoot him. Maybe is that Scarface, I guess.
Sure. Yeah. And all it's, right. There's, we don't have a battle map. It's more,
right. Well, I grab the door and jump out going, yeah. Oh, ba-bang, and I do that,
which just seems like not a good great, thing to do.
But not great, but it's a 13. I don't know if that does anything.
They have a defense of 14, unfortunately.
So I my flying heroics are a little on the clumsy side, and I just kind of go off to the edge there. And I go, suck a tash.
All right.
A common curse in the 30th century.
Exactly. Sassafras.
Okay. Sassafras. So, yeah, it just sort of like glances off some armor. All right. And so generally most things take three shots. Oh, and you can also, you can also dodge. It costs a shot and adds three to your defense. So it might not completely reduce damage. All right. So, Scarface, so you're on top of the car or are you just outside the car?
I'm outside. You know, okay. I was just jumping out of the car, you know, heroically as one does and fires his shotgun.
Why don't you do the classic car door slam? You know, you open the door real quick and slam put him on his back.
That would have been good to think of during my turn. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, let's see here. Get to the windows. Oh. I think I would know how to use my own bot that I programmed. All right, so he runs up to you with his spear and stabs at you, but you just duck and just smash it through the window.
Hot diggity dog! Woo on, Betsy! Look what we got! This guy's got a goddamn medieval weapon.
And there's a vandal who's he's over by a crate, and this is for Tony's character specifically. You see him; he's like got a knife, and he was just like really torturing some poor guy that was used to be alive a few minutes ago. And he looks around and he picks up the gun from the dead guy and just shoots it. Into the driver's seat.
Into the driver's seat? Wait, that's where I am.
Oh, no.
He can't do that.
Come on, Dirty Harry.
I guess he made your day.
Do you feel lucky?
I've got to ask you myself. How many shots does that gun have? Probably just this one.
Right, and so it's like as you're opening the door, it just barely gets you. Is your toughness?
Toughness is 8.
8.
Yes, toughness is 8. I am 8 tough.
Have a damage. There's 10. So does 2. It does 1 damage.
All right.
Take 1 wound point.
Take 1 wound point. Do I mark that somewhere, or are you keeping track of that?
You can probably keep track of that. Okay. Or actually, where is it? You can also, you should be able to edit your
my character?
Like your character name, and you could just put like
I can put Butch minus 1, something like that?
Just 1. You actually add them Butch together.
So. Okay, so I'll say I'm Butch 1. There we go.
Yeah.
All right, so I got 1 wound point. Okay.
All right, and we're back to Dylan.
All right, well, I see my buddy in trouble, so I'm going to do a roll over the front of the Impala. Can I do that? And then come up with my gun, you know, and fire at the guy trying to shoot Butch.
Okay. Ooh,
16. It's a 16.
All right.
That's a good one.
And how much damage do you do?
I think it's 16.
Okay.
Does that hurt him?
Yes, it does. And they're 5.
Good job, Betsy! So,
13 damage. So.
Okay. Because he has like a defensive two or three, I mean. Is that the way it works?
Okay, so you...
Or how does that work?
Specifically works, so you got a 16.
Yeah.
His toughness is 14.
Uh-huh.
So that's 2, plus your damage of 10, or 16, minus his toughness of 5.
Assuming I
hit my calculator buttons right. So
I see. So it's whatever you're exceeding the defense by, and then whatever you're exceeding the toughness by.
Right. Gotcha. And all the featured foes have a defense of 14, and the mooks are 13. So just to keep it easy. And that would put it back to Scarface. Or we'll go the then you see off some crates, two twins jump down, twin Vandal. And the first one, he...
Maybe they were womb mates.
Oh, my bad. I looked at my notes wrong. Their defense is 12.
Ooh. So, you mean all of them or just the twins?
All the featured foes. So that means somebody hit earlier.
Sigh.
They can't read my notes. So I will.
Hit shot the armor off. The last hit just shot the armor off. Yeah, that's, whatever.
It's like a Super Mario villain.
Yeah, I just don't want to neglect damage where damage is due. I'll just give him some. All right. I just blame it on not having run a game in live for years.
Well, it's not like there's any pressure or anything doing this live on the internet.
Yeah.
Numbers on their names? Are those their hit points?
Yeah, except I realized I was going to run in trouble with twin one and twin two, so I'm going to just use twin alpha a. characters. I don't know. He took 100 damage. What happened?
twin baby spice, twin posh spice.
Yeah. And I just named them both twin two because...
Well, that's because they're twins. It's okay.
Right. So he jumps down on the car and through the broken window jams his spear in there to try and hit Cliff. The bastard. Why would he do that?
Because he's a big stinking jerk is what he is.
I'm the biggest.
Big stinking jerk. Yeah, their attack is 14, not the defense. So they hit harder, but they're easier to hit.
A little squishier.
And your defense is 13?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so 3. And what's your toughness?
9.
9. All right. Good radio.
Yes, make good radio.
It's a pretty listening to somebody do math thing. Is as good a radio as I can think of. I mean, what else are we going to do?
Young All right, so, he just sticks it right in the spear, and it hits something, you know, sparks start flying, and something shorts out.
That's what she said.
But that's good for Henry's character, right? That's good for Vin. Clev, because when the cyborg gets damaged, like, good things happen to cyborgs, right?
Yeah.
All right.
And everyone else is still trying to get out of the car for some reason.
Yeah.
So.
Well, not everyone. I'm not in the car.
Yeah.
I'm not in the car. I'm on the car now.
Yeah. Texas is there all over the place.
Is there some place I should be marking down my damage so I know how much damage I took?
I put it next to your name on the
okay, you took 5.
Clev initiative. 5. Yeah.
So wait, no. is your toughness your hit points?
No, Henry, you've got Alba Rodeo up open, right, Henry?
Did you say Alba Rodeo? What is that?
Okay, so that might be something. So Shiv has a little tabletop tracker thing. It's up. Okay. It's up towards the beginning.
Yeah, you should look at the links that we post in chat.
Oh, I did post that I've been really busy and hadn't had a chance to do that much.
It's not an excuse.
I apologize. It's been a week. Where are we at?
I know there's only 3 other people, so somebody's missing.
Just scroll up. It's, it says owl. It has an owl on it.
I'll put it in the bottom part of the chat here. I found the link. There you go. There you go.
And yes, for all.
Let me type in the password so I don't have to say it out loud to everybody. There you go. I just typed the password in there for you, Henry.
Okay.
The password is sassafras.
No, it's not. It's
sassafras succotash. We have to make a long, secure password.
Sassafras, kick your ass.
Rose.
This doesn't count as a long password.
Hyena?
So yeah, hyena's Henry. That's Cleo's nickname.
It gives you a random name when you join. So
I have a character. Look at that. I haven't seen this before. Well, we're in the middle of a game.
Yeah. Hey, it's good radio when you're surprised and interested in things. It's fine. You're having an emotional reaction. It's lovely. It's perfect. It's great.
So what shall I do? Actually, we were doing something,
should we be sharing this for the viewers?
We could, but it's just an initiative sheet, so.
It's a DM.
What I see is Clev 5. Yeah. That's all I know. I got 5 hit points left.
Yeah. Okay. So question, how many hit points do I have? How do I calculate that?
There, you guys can see that. That's I'm sharing my screen, so people pushing, I can see that.
My son comes in. I found this weird thing on my bed and I don't know what it is. I'm like, I think it's a rock.
It's a rock. It's okay. Rocks are
looks fine. Like it might have come from the fish tank at some point.
So how many hit points do I have? Where do I find that?
So on your sheet, if you scroll to the bottom, you'll see wound points.
Yeah,
so
I see that.
You don't have hit points so much as you take wound points. So you've taken what?
I don't think I've taken any yet. So right. But the question, so Clev has taken 5 wound points. Is that what it's not supposed to signify?
Yes.
And how many can you take total?
See, and when you get to 25, you start to take impairment, and I meant to look up how to.
Is that what that means on the sheet? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, it's all good. I just wanted to know where we can handle that when we get there.
If we go below a 30, if we go above 30 wound points, we'll look at how to see who starts dying.
Nice.
All right.
Somebody's got to die in this game. This isn't the ongoing thing. Shiv better kill somebody.
It has to be very dramatic, and it has to be emotional.
That's right.
In a very action movie way.
It has to be meaningless. Completely meaningless and terrible. You stub your toe and die.
But you have to have a good one-liner when going out.
That's right. You slip on your own oil spill. You think you have time for a quick one-liner before you hit your head and die, but you don't. So depressing. That'd be a bad DM.
That also be a bad movie director.
Just the end. Right. It's all over anyway.
Is that right, Vanduul? Who's he's got a big nasty scar, and he sees Jeff's character, whose name I have to learn to pronounce, Kinjite. He takes a stab at him with his Vanduul spear, and it is deftly dodged. He got a -6, so that's a miss.
Whoa!
Do I get to respond? I am a martial artist, after all.
Yeah, I don't know that you have any if somebody misses you things. Let's see. Cool. I don't know every character's abilities super duper well. So energy is make when you hit. Did you make an attack?
Oh, I forgot. I'm supposed to designate somebody as my quarry. I forgot about.
Oh, yeah. That's the guy I told you. Yeah, it's the hinge.
No, but he's the quid. It's supposed to have a different quarry each combat. At the beginning of a fight, you designate one enemy as your quarry.
Oh,
so if I get into a fight with the hinge, he's automatically in my quarry. But I think I'm supposed to designate a new one each fight, right?
Says if you're hunting an enemy who appears in the fight. Oh, okay. Yeah. So. They'll show up later.
Okay. Well, I'll designate one another one when I come around.
Okay.
They can grab.
And we're almost everybody else. I see that Clev has found the pretty circles button.
the turn things sideways button.
Yeah. I'm just gonna lean here on the wall.
All right, Butch, you're up.
Okay, so I saw the guy like finish off the crewman who was unfortunately he was caught in the cargo bay here or the Argo bay here. So I'm like, no one takes out people in my town like that. And plus, you've got a gun which makes you a threat from a long distance, and I don't like that one bit at all. And I have to fit all this line into this little short turn here. Okay, my camera close-up's over now. I'm ready to go. So I'm going to do the 80s cop thing. I'm going to open my door and duck down behind it, you know, and shoot through the broken window now. Because I'm going to shoot around the guy that tried to stab me through the window. Because I'm going after the torturer. Because I'm the justice bringer. And according to my character sheet, I had a +2 guns versus any target I know to be a murderer, torturer, or felony sex offender. So Shiv, you be sure to tell me if any of these guys come across as a felony sex offender, okay? Will you let me know?
I'll put my money on Butch.
They're on the VanDuul sexual offender database.
Right. Yeah, you be sure to let me know. I'm constantly checking that VanDuul sex offender database. Also, I have a question. They're all VanDuul. Don't I know they're all murderers?
Well, I have to see them kind of a speciesist argument.
You've seen one torturing, you know, they might not all be that bad.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Okay. So I'm going to get a plus.
That guy, 15. That guy, Scarface, he offsets the bad he does with donations to orphanages. So
right. Right. I shouldn't judge. You're right. I don't know. I haven't walked a mile in
that
his van.
He feeds
boots.
The homeless on the weekends. He feeds them all your friends, but he feeds them.
All right. So I'm going to roll a feng shui dice. The two D6s offset with an action value of 15. And so I rolled a -3, but I still got a 12.
So, yep, that's a hit.
Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. I get plus two more. Oh, no, I took plus two. Never mind. Yeah, no, you're right. I'm good. 12.
You already
hit him. 12.
I hit him.
Right. You
fantastic.
Hit him.
Fantastic.
So what's your damage?
I think, so I got a Smith & Wesson Model 29, but whatever that translates into the Star Citizen world. It's a big, fat, ugly revolver that just is badass. So I think it's a 14. The first number on that is a 14. Is that the damage number?
Yep. 14 okay. It is. So that's a tough one. So 9 damage.
That would be a Coda pistol.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's what it is then.
From Kostak Arms. It's a hand cannon.
There right. You go.
50 caliber.
That's exactly so what this thing is.
He's up to 28 wound points, so he's now actually impaired.
That's what you get for messing up people in my town. You dirty punk. All right. I think that's probably my turn, right?
Okay, here we go, just because I see it. So at 35 wound points and every smackdown thereafter, beat up check difficulty 5 to keep going. So if we start taking damage after 35, then
so he's you're saying that he's got enough points to be impaired now, is that correct?
Impaired, so yeah, so that means
that's good news for me because I got another special thing against impaired bad guys. Nice. So that's good news for me. I like that.
So right. It's -1 to action values. It's yeah, and defense, so he's slightly harder to hit.
Or is he harder to hit or easier to hit? He's easier to hit.
Okay, cool. I tend to say a lot of things backwards when I...
Well, that's okay. All right. So then I move down in the initiative order because I've had a turn.
Yep.
So I move down, looks like 4 or 5. Move down 5. All right, cool.
All right.
You move down 3 each time, it looks like.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh,
3.
Yeah. Unless...
I was on 10. Okay.
Yeah, unless... The ability says otherwise. And okay. Speaking of spending shots, Kinshadow, you have a shotgun. So if you spend one shot to go ka-chunk, it does one more damage. If it's a pump action.
What do you mean? Oh, if I spend one of my fortunes, you mean, or something?
Yeah, you know, if you spend a shot, which is like you move down one. Because it's like a shot in a movie. So if you spend one to go ka-chunk, it does more damage.
Oh, okay, okay. Interesting.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, okay.
All right, so the second twin, he comes after the martial artist with a VanDuul knife. the classic.
Classic VanDuel.
Closercraft is part of their bar mitzvah ceremony. And,
it's a classic move from the VanDuel.
They're coming of age. They have to craft a VanDuel knife to show their manliness.
So he does. It just slices you across the arm. Take 7 wound points. Now you could, if you want, you could dodge. It would cost a shot, which would mean you'd get less actions potentially. And you can also, if you wish, spend a chi or a fortune die, whichever your character has, and roll that to add to your defense. Or you just take the 7 wound points, because...
Oh, no. Bows don't hit me. So I will spend my chi.
Alright, and then roll a d6. You can just type slash d6. Because I haven't got a whole entire die roll. So, alright, so then... So you only take 3 points as you dodge out of the way, mostly.
All right.
So that's actually a little bit of lore. The knives are crafted as part of their coming of age ceremony.
And then we have to do the more you know thing across the bottom, across the screen.
I might have to go tell my youngest to stop screaming because it's bedtime.
Oh, they hate that. They know. It's time to craft a knife. Kid Shadow! Brian, how dare you?
All right, I'll be back. Just a second.
Okay. All right, so yeah, I need a pithy one-liner for my next attack.
You got them queued up here. Start taking notes.
I need some suggestions for a pithy one-liner, because that's part of the it's part of the requirement for the action that I have to take. I have to make a pithy one-liner. So I don't know what to do. We've done this. We've had such a short time with these characters. I'm not quite sure what a good one-liner would be.
I mean, there's the stereotypical ones like "time to take out the trash," or like
I think we should do something like VanDuel specific, though. You just did your knife lore thing, you know. Let's pull out something else,
you know,
from the
space
lore.
Isn't big enough for the two of us.
I kind of like that one.
I've already got two. I got two good ones.
Go for it.
Get over here.
Except I'm going to be shooting him with a gun from far away.
That's not gonna work. I'll just drag his ass.
Well, you will, but I need one for my gun guy. I need one for my maverick cop.
And my other one is, I am here.
Okay.
All right.
That's very feng shui. That's very feng shui.
How about something with a railgun? Like, because it's in Idris, it has a railgun.
Ride the light.
Who needs a railgun when you got a magnum, you know, or whatever. That's the wrong accent, but, a set of claws is no match for.
That's good. That's good. I got it now. Yep. That's it. I got it now. Thank you. That was the inspiration I was looking for. Thanks, Brian. I got my one liner for next turn, Shiv. That's the good radio we were making while you were helping the kids. I haven't used helping in quotes, so you were helping the kids.
Yes.
They need help.
You would think someone would think to give her glowing doll before they turn the lights out. But
no, that's not always a thing people remember. No.
Yeah. I usually get my kids steak knives.
Bedtime children.
You go with the VanDuel thing.
Right. Go with the VanDuel
thing. They got to learn to handle them or not.
So there's a VanDuel comes around, and he's kind of a really twitchy one, and he just takes some shots and mostly just damages the car, which is probably
is he an action value? Yeah, he rolled boxcar, a bad boxcar. He rolled a -9. That's fantastic for us.
Is it a boxcar? Both had to be 6 to be considered a boxcar.
Right.
That's good for 6. Repeating. Okay.
Yeah. So
that's bad.
Yeah. So he rolled a 4 total, which pretty sure that's not going to beat anybody's
What does Twitchy have? He have a gun or he have a
spear? Yeah, he's got some kind of gun he probably picked up.
Okay.
I don't know.
From the crew.
No, no.
He's probably got the newer model of the pump action shotgun that you're carrying. Yeah.
Now he's got the Vandal crossbow.
Vandal crossbow.
Yeah.
You know, because they carry those Gauld sticks, right?
Yeah. All
right. Jaffa sticks. Jaffa sticks. That's the right word. Mm-hmm.
The Gauld?
Yeah, the Gauld.
Gauld.
Get to Dylan and then
okay. Yeah, Twitchy was shooting at the car there. I'm gonna make Twitchy, I got your number. You know, I don't know. I'm doing the wrong accent, but whatever, right? He's my favorite whatever enemy for now. So I'm gonna, you know, spin around and say hot dog and fire at him. So hold on 1 second, I gotta remember how to type again.
Am I missing something? Because I feel like I haven't gone.
Because you haven't.
You rolled the lowest initiative order, so your turn's coming up.
Okay, because it feels like people have gone a bunch of times. I just want to make sure I didn't miss it.
No, we're just talking a lot.
Okay.
And Ken Shadow rolled the highest initiative number, so he's going again.
Yeah, and the bad guys are pretty high. It all balanced. It seems like characters that do more crazy stuff, maybe they'd have a lower...
lower initiative, because you get more in your... Lower
speed. Plus, it depends on the...
I pretty much just shoot. That's all my guy does.
Yeah. All right.
So I got a 22.
That's really good, minus.
That's very good.
I got a plus two because he's my favorite enemy or whatever for the combat.
Yeah, so he's... That's a total of 21. These guys are going down quick.
And they have, like, you're thinking about 25-ish. This is before they start becoming impaired, you said?
Yeah, 25, 30, and then they go down at 35, pretty gotcha. Sure. Yep.
Okay.
And
I drop down to 6.
Yeah. And now we get to Clev. Oh, there's a torture guy.
Torture, yeah. He's hurt.
I was all excited. Finally, Clev gets... All right. Let's do a quick roll here. He's at 13 because he's impaired. Yeah, 5. That's not going to do much. So he
collapses to one knee.
He rushes towards the car and jumps over a dead UEE soldier. And slides, and he goes to jam some of the spear bright. That's when Clev gets out of the car and just knocks it out of the way. And then it's your turn.
All right, so I am going to attack him with my robot arm then. So I need to roll.
So Clev, you were like in the back seat, right?
Yeah, but I just got out and pushed
Chevy and Paula. Right, all right, right. So you're like busting out though, right?
Yeah. Okay. My action value is 13. So that's correct, right? I rolled a 14.
That is correct. And he's the damaged one, so
my damage is 11 on that.
All right.
So he's wrecked. And I did good.
Oops.
So what do you hit him with? Are you just like punching him or what?
My robot arm.
Oh, okay.
I just like walked over and just I just
there, it's like Lucy, my right? arm at so, like, him. So you're like you like kind of just flip him?
No,
like,
they just flop around when I run. They're functional.
Oh,
flop around. I run like this. Practicing it all day. I got it down now.
And then you just go up there and slap him. Is that it? Or you
know, no, the punching works. He said the punching works. So
but
see,
the thing just says robot arm. So I'm assuming this could have been a punch. It could have been a slap. It could have been a backhand. I could have full on bit slapped the guy. It doesn't say. Well, it just says robot arm.
I think you get a say. You can say.
I like the idea that it's robot arm. So I took one robot arm off with my other robot arm and smashed him with it. And then put it back on.
That I like is that good.
Idea. I do that. It's like Winter Soldier style.
And that actually takes him out. He just flies across the hangar bay.
Hell yeah, he does.
All right. Chunk.
And, all right. So, Twin One sees that, and he doesn't want to have anything to do with that. So he goes and tries to fight, Injite.
Wow, I got two on me. Now it's getting fun.
A 14. That's so he goes to you know do the spear thing, and it's you know whoop, 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 but Injite just you know dodging it left and right, Jackie Chan style. And then Scarface comes after Butch with let's see. Oh.
Oh, boxcars. Oh. I love this. I love this. He's either a way awesome success or a way awesome failure. Oh no, it's a way awesome success. Woo! Oh, no. The bad guy had a way awesome success against me.
Well, it'll be entertaining.
Bye. Henry said he wanted somebody to die.
His robot arm will morph into a healing machine, right?
So.
And what's your, you have a...
Just play a Kurosaki's character.
What, yeah. What, yeah. What's it?
All right. So, I got your toughness of 8. So yeah, that's 20 damage.
Ouch!
You gotta have some saving graces there.
Can you roll like a fate point or whatever?
Yeah. So you could spend a shot to dodge, which would give you 3 defense, and then you could roll a fortune to further reduce it if you wish.
Sure. Why not? I mean, might as well. Otherwise, I'm gonna buy it here on the floor of the shuttle bay here. So. What do I roll for that? 1d6. D6/d6.
Yep.
All right. So I rolled a 6. Ooh, is that a good thing? 6. That's a good thing.
Yep.
Okay.
That's 9. So that's only 11 points. So now you're at 12.
All right. Yeah. So I'm in 12. I've taken 12 wound points now. All right. So I'm
much better 12. Than 20-ish.
Much better than 20. That's for sure. I'll take it.
So yeah. So
So I moved down one in the initiative order because I spent that thing, right?
Yep.
Is that what happened? Okay, all right.
And yeah, so he sticks knife in it, just like your termite, and it just like slowly goes into your shoulder a little bit.
So I catch him with the gun, and he goes into my shoulder. I'm like so then I elbow him out of the way.
All right. So the Kinjite.
I'm getting a bit of a John McClane kind of vibe from you, Tony.
So
Kaye.
Exactly.
I've got a hand.
So there's mooks are coming up. So just I should take some of those out because we're down a player. That would be good. All right.
So how many mooks? Is there 12 mooks? Is that what
12 mooks? Yeah.
Oh wow.
So they don't hit very often, but because they have a really low. But there's a lot of them. So
yeah.
Jeff, it's on to you.
And who am I facing? Or
there's basically, I think Twin Two is fighting you, but then there's all the mooks around.
I'm going to go after the strongest opponent, which is Twin Two. I think I will use Lightning Fist, which is spend 1 chi and 1 shot.
Okay.
I gotta set this up right. So,
is that like rapid fire or
lightning fist?
Yeah. Like, what do you? Is that hitting multiple guys? Like, what?
Let's attack, and until the next keyframe, your target's toughness is halved.
Oh, right. So you have to hit him first.
Right. So that's a FS.
Yep. Plus your. Martial arts of 15 is your action value.
Right. 15.
And then target one.
So it's actually
there. We go. Yeah.
It's actually 15 because if you put one target, target is optional. I should maybe put it at the end, but I don't know. Feedback on the bot, appreciate it. Once we're done, so that hits. So then you want to spend an additional shot, so that will have his toughness. So any damage he takes would. So how do you lightning fist this guy?
So how do I lightning fist this guy?
Yeah, you just describe it. You know,
it's like I already got the sound effect going, so it's kind of like Hadouken, like Street Fighter.
There you go. Oh, nice.
All right. So he's just you hit him a bunch, and he's just like woozy from all of it. All right, now the mooks go up, and I will do.
Were there any standing nearby in the area effect? They might be like going, oh, we better go run away.
They intimidated by his yeah. martial skills.
After the sixth shot.
Okay. Oh my god, my boss is calling me.
No.
Oh no.
It's a good thing he just had his turn.
So it's the bad guys, right?
Yeah.
Bad guy's turn.
Hey,
so the mooks, I'm just gonna do
yes, sir.
You have an 823 gig
views.
There we go. I muted him. There we go.
I still hear him, but
Everyone can mute him. I'm just muting it. I'm muting it from our feed, so it's not going out over the internet. So whatever he's saying to his boss right now isn't going out over all of our.
Read me back the credit card number.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to just roll all the mooks, and I'm just going to go three versus each in order of whatever they are on the. No hits. So you just a bunch of Vanduul. Oh yeah, show up all looking ready to fight, and they swing their spears, they shoot their weapons, they try to stab, but they lucky for you, they all miss. But it's really cool, scing of everyone ducking, blocking with their shotgun and all that.
We're fighting off quite a few guys at this point.
Yeah. It's like every Hong Kong action movie ever.
Yeah.
And then, unfortunately, because they're all taking turns, which is the best part, because that's how it goes in action movies. They're all saying, your turn, you go, you hit him now. Oh, you missed him. Okay, I'm going to try to hit him now.
Yep. May I go? I'm going to go. Okay, all right.
Yeah. Is it okay? Me? Yeah, me? Yeah, okay.
All right. Twitchy, he's going to... Is he a bear? No, not yet.
So...
He's gonna. Ooh, he attacks Dylan.
So your quarry's first attack against you in this fight automatically fails.
Oh, right. So he just goes to stab you, and how do you just like shut it down?
I every move I have involves Betsy in some way. So I'm gonna use Betsy, but I'm gonna do one of those like military, like. Twirl things and go, like that. I wasn't actually in the military, but the way I imagined it, a 22-year-old, so I went like this, and it blocked the spear.
Yeah. Yep,
it's just very intimidating.
Oh, right, and then Twin Two is still looking woozy, but he tries to attack back for 15, but that's just a hit. So, calculator button is my friend. That would be a mere 2 points of damage as he barely nicks as he's trying to recover from the lightning. And Dylan,
who did he attack?
Kinjite.
Kinjite, because Kinjite hit him with his lightning fist.
Got it.
And I mean, sometimes lightning fist is a good thing, and in that case, it was a bad thing. So
yeah, I was worried when he said, "How are you going to lightning fist him?" I was like,
it's very uncourteous if you don't like giving somebody a warning, right?
It's a family show. It couldn't have been that bad.
Family show. Clearly, I didn't mean any double entendres. Just take my fingers up.
I didn't suggest anything like that.
No.
That. Come on.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Listen, Shiv.
Lightning Fist is a name of a non-alcoholic beverage. I don't know what you guys were talking about at all. I'm going to go and... All right, I give a shotgun, right? So if I were going to take out like multiple mooks, like how many could I take out?
Depends on the roll. So basically, if you attack two, then their toughness increases by two.
Okay. And what's their toughness?
If you hit them both, they go out. If you hit a mook even with a zero, they go down.
So how many? So there's 12. Oh, sorry, what's their defense? Do I know that?
It's 13.
Oh, even these like one hit point guys have a 13 defense?
Yep, their defense is 13, yeah. But their attack is only 8, so they don't hit much. So
they're right, harder never to mind. Hit, but they go down immediately. I see.
I'm going to go for Twitchy.
All right. And as you're doing this, you're advancing, you're like towards out of the hangar.
Advancing out towards the hangar. Well, like, did Twitchy move?
Trying to exit the hangar.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Yes. Okay. Let's do that. I'll do that action movie thing. I slide backwards with a shotgun, firing as I go or whatever. Right. You know.
Like, yeah.
Like, everybody, get with me. We're going out.
Oh.
23. Oh,
you should have attacked some of those mooks.
Oh well, hindsight, right? The dice were kind to you today, but they might not be kind to you tomorrow.
I mean, they still have a defense of 13, so I guess I could have gotten quite a few, I guess. But
you know. Yeah.
No, I got a bonus. The reason it was 15 there is because I got a bonus because I was shooting Twitchy.
Oh, you're shooting Twitchy.
I don't get that bonus on the mooks.
Right. Twitchy. Do minus.
So Twitchy's about done for, ain't
he? Yeah. You got a 16 more. Yeah, 22 plus he's done.
He's done. Twitchy's already at 21.
Well, that's all right. 22. So you blast him and he just flies across the hood of the car and lands on the other side in the heat.
That boy flew like a guy. He kicked by a horse.
All right, Butch, back to you.
I'm gonna. Let's see. I'm gonna try to see. Scarface is the only one that's slightly damaged here, but so I'll pick the weak one.
And twin number two's toughness is halved.
Oh wait, that's right. Yeah. Okay. So let me. I'll do that. I'll do that guy, and I will do the blam blam epigram, which adds one to the cost of the shot. So I will. But that'll give me a plus two to the guns on this one. So I'm going to do FS, and then my action value is going to be 15 now, right? Yeah, 15 because I added plus 2 to guns. And I'm going to say, don't bring claws to a gunfight. and so that's a 13, I think. Yeah, minus 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yep, and that will hit... Yeah, this one. All right. What was your damage?
Damage is a 14.
So 13 damage.
All right.
You see that costs an extra shot?
Yeah, so I'll go down 4, right? Instead of going down 3?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you're going to do any moves that move you off the initiative, there's no penalty. But if you try to do something that costs extra, then it will reduce your initiative. So,
okay,
it's a way to not abuse the system by.
But I thought we wanted to abuse this system. I thought the whole point of feng shui was to abuse the heck out of it.
You abuse physics.
Oh, okay.
All right, Cliv.
All right, so who's close enough? I want to ask a question about my flamethrower. I have an onboard flamethrower, and I feel like that should hit more than one guy, right?
Yeah, so you can just say, I'm going to try to hit 2-3 guys. And something I forgot to note earlier is you can also spend a fortune die to add to your attack. So, like, if you miss by 1 or 2, you can add a fortune die and hope you roll a 2 or 3 plus.
To get you over the threshold. Okay.
So, like, if you wanted to try to flame several guys, but
so as far as who's close to me, I'm close to Scarface and Twin One. Is that correct?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna.
And you could make that your floppy rocket launcher if you want, instead of the.
That is exactly what I was thinking. I take damage when I use it. 3 wound points. Is that per target?
No, it's just one. So you could, go for it and try to hit extras and then make it worth it.
Okay. So I'm trying to hit those 2 guys. Are you saying I should add more people to the pack?
You get an attack as many as you want. But yeah, at some point, the odds are going to be stacked much more.
Every time you add a target, your chance to hit goes down. So
by 1.
Yeah, by 1, right. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to go for Scarface and the Twin and 1 Mook.
Okay.
So you roll your FS.
Yeah, typing it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, that's okay.
That doesn't have your bonus.
Right. So yeah, so that's so.
Oh, whoops.
It's 13.
Plus 13, yeah.
So it'd be 14. So that would hit.
There's 3 guys, so minus 3 to his 14.
Yeah.
Okay. And you said I could use extra to get that up a little bit.
Fortune die, yeah. So.
And how do I roll that?
Just type /d6.
Yeah, and it on your sheet there's a fortune that's like your
amount of dice.
6, yeah. And I rolled a 5 there.
Oh, good roll. That's what you needed.
Right. That'll do it.
So that's going to hit everybody.
For sure. That'll do. Yeah.
All right.
Those are like your karma points, right?
Yeah, it's like karma points, yeah. So
yeah.
You spend them until you get down to 0, then you don't have any more karma anymore.
All right. So you totally... So what happens when you launch your floppy rockets?
So I shot Twin One first, and that blew up awesome. And then I shot Scarface, and that blew up awesome. And then I shot a Mook, and he dies, right?
Yep.
That's great. But it's like a flamethrower thing. I guess mine's a rocket.
The rockets are floppy.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So is it like I need some more description here. So this thing goes. It kind of goes off like a limp javelin, maybe? Is that what you're thinking?
No, it's supposed to just be a rocket launcher. It's just that my arm that is a rocket launcher is floppy.
I get it.
It's like pack hounds in Elite Dangerous. They launch in different crazy directions, but they swing back around to the target.
Like a
Merv. I'm going like
yeah, this. Yeah. His hand is wiggling all over the place, and so they launch in random directions, but they swing back around to hit the targets. Awesome. Perfect.
I got you!
The launcher doesn't work, so I just drop them down the tube and then wing them at him.
No, dude, I got your one lighter right here. You do it. You go talk to the hand.
All right. So Henry's successfully knocked off a Mook, and
that does 14 damage too.
Oh, 14?
Yeah, 14 damage.
I had 11, so now I gotta.
It's 14. Okay,
you gotta hurt him more. Yeah, hurt him more, Shiv. Hurt him more. Do it. Add the pain.
Not yet.
add the pain.
I was getting confused with your robot arm. All right.
Do you have robot legs too?
Yeah.
Those are the good expensive ones.
Yeah, those are the
expensive. They're the expensive ones. It's actually just the left foot, super high tech. But yeah, we'll see the rest if I ever make them a payment on that. There was supposed to be a guy, a bodyguard, coming to watch out for the thing. Didn't show up for work today.
So is that like from the knee down, or is it like from? Is it go to the hip joint, or like?
It's kind of more like, say, from like the big toe forward. It's pretty high tech though. It's got like a USB drive when you pull the toenail off. It's groovy. Helps me with balance. I got like so much memory. I got more memory in my big toe than you got in your whole being, dude. That's I went all out behind the big toe. Technically, I got the whole foot, but it's mostly framework. The big toe is all in
there. It's
the
just support structure like, for the big toe, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's basically just like a bent piece of metal, but the big toe is legit. It's even got skin on it. It's cool. You want to see it?
Yeah, sure, man.
Meantime, Shiver will be him the big 17.
Toe. Yeah, I don't doubt you about the memory, though. Like, my mama, she raised pretty boys. She didn't raise no smart guys.
So Scarface just rushes towards you guys as you're trying to get out the hangar. And he'll go for Dylan.
All right.
He rolled a 17.
Sons of it.
So
you back, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay, good. I'm unmuting you now.
Oh, yeah. Forgot I need to unmute him as well.
But that's only, in the end, 6 damage. So.
6 damage. Okay.
But he you know, jabs the spear and you kind of stumble and you're pushed like into the hallway of the out of the hangar into the hallway.
God, Wallace McGrillo, what the heck was that?
And,
totally medieval weapons.
Right into the mess hall doors.
Uh-oh. The mess hall. Do I, is there other people around when we breach the mess hall doors?
Yeah, there's like a mess because, you know, some people are eating and there's food
people,
trays everywhere.
Eating?
There was right now? When they got attacked.
I was about to say, like, this is a really weird scene. Like, guy ate a hamburger in the corner. What are you guys doing with the Van Duel?
So people are having lunch while the Van Duel are invading? That's happening?
Reduce thrust. Time to 330, counter 15. Squawk 7700. Stay on the guard.